Thank you for calling the Organization of Staten Island's Newsline for the week starting Monday, September 13th. The unions won one victory last week in that the arbitrator ruled that the Department of Education cannot simply remove unvaccinated staff from payroll. Religious and health exemptions must be respected. Other disputes over the city's reopening and return-to-work orders are still being adjudicated. Meanwhile, amid much confusion and frequently changing rules, most of us are now expected to return to our regular work locations. If we are not vaccinated, weekly testing is mandated and is available at many public sites for free. Time off for the testing is expected, but the details were not worked out in advance, so this will cause distress in many agencies. The social distancing rules were recently dropped, but now masks are required for the entire workday without regard for status, vaccinated or not. The federal, state, and city governments are not coordinating well at all, as each differs from the other two. We will survive this current failure of leadership by the authorities, but it is absurd that they cannot get their act together. Meanwhile, our own membership has made at least one clear decision. After tabulating the return ballots, it is clear that the membership has voted to accept the new contract. There were 1,987 votes in favor and 11 opposed. There were 7 votes that were invalid as being returned in unnumbered envelopes, and 6 arrived blank and were counted as abstaining. So, by a vote of nearly 200-1, our members approved the contract, and the union notified the city of our decision. The city payroll section will let us know when the raises are coming. You can figure on the raise in retroactive monies probably in October or November. That's all the news for now. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.